WildTalkRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
It's just a man. What the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
Now get the guns, the drugs, from my generation. I'll take the fall, the saints, and across the nation. And it's a sin, the guns, the fake, the fraud, they're messing with me. Come on!
USA Network, 1,200 plus episodes, they said, 1,600 in plus total on cable, and they moved to Netflix. So that means this is the final Raw post show talking about a show on the USA Network. Presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Chat if you have Amazon Prime link, your Twitch accounts called Prime Gaming Support Channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can also use credit code Rocket Talk for Lindsay and Ward. The Fortnite Madden Shop or Epic Game Store, because we are hashtag Epic Partners. I'm the producer. That's Lindsay Ward.
The end of an era. In many ways, we have the end of Raw on USA, the end of Raw on cable, and the end of the two-hour Raws. This was the very last one for the foreseeable future. Because I think we're going back to 3 hours. So, but yeah, this felt like the last one. Like, it wasn't somber, but it was monumental. It was an occasion. It was important. It wasn't just, oh, we're signing off and we're going over to Netflix. Peace out. Bye. No, they made sure this show was important. Like, this felt like a go home, because it was a go home to a big event that they're holding next Monday. And I liked that they did that.
It's a mega Raw next week for the debut of Netflix.
It's a pay-per-view next week. I'm sorry. This is a PLE that we're getting.
Oh, it is. It is. The someone in WWE or TKO called it WrestleMania adjacent.
I wouldn't go that far.
No, I would. Here's why.
Okay.
You have Roman Reigns versus Solo Sikoa. Mm-hmm. CM Punk versus Seth Rollins. Rhea Ripley, Liv Morgan. All of these matches could be WrestleMania matches.
That is true. They could be.
That is why they are WrestleMania adjacent. They're three big matches. Plus Drew and Jay, which we'll get into in a bit. Everything on that show next week is WrestleMania-like.
It kind of WrestleMania-worthy.
Yes. Sammy said that he heard that the Punk match was supposed to be WrestleMania. That's been a rumor for a while, but it's happening next week on Monday Night Raw. And that's where I want to start. I want to start with it, and we're going to just do... I'm going to hit this button, and we're just going to listen and react.
Stone Cold Steve Austin take his ball and go home. You know, I haven't seen the man around these parts in quite some time. Did she take her ball and go home too? Or is it just me, Seth? You want to tell these people that I turned my back on them? You want to tell 15,000 strong in Houston that I abandoned them? When in reality, you just want to cry because I abandoned you.
Taking shots.
I was sick and tired, and I left this place, and you stayed, and you ate it. We both made our choices. We both made our decisions. I have no regrets.
No regrets?
None. I don't want to talk about the last 10 years. Let's talk about the last 10 months. Seth, how's your neck?
Good.
How's your knee, Matt? How's that knee? How's your insides? Because I watched Big Bronson Reed hit you with 6 tsunamis. How's your pride? Because you didn't get a modicum of revenge on him, and you saw me break his ankle in War Games. Self-proclaimed best in the world? Yeah, because I believe in myself. Self-professed martyr? You're damn right. I came back. I didn't want to make friends. I said very publicly, I'm here to make money. And next week, oh, baby, I get to make a boatload of cash, making you the victim you so badly want to be, little brother. Oh, cut that crap, man. Cut that little brother crap. That don't work no more. You know the difference between you and everybody else that left? They actually did leave, all right? My wife, she's taking a break to raise a kid. I know you don't know what that's like. Stone Cold, he said it was the biggest mistake he ever made. He understands about change, all right? You left. You wanted this place to die with the echoes of those CM Punk chants. You went on your buddy's podcast, tried to tear this place down. When that didn't work, you took every single shot you could to try to kill this place, and you still couldn't do it. And then you took a big chunk of change to go join the competition. How'd that work out for you?
Big shot there.
You want to call me a martyr? Nah, man. I never felt bad about anything that I did. I never felt ashamed. I fought and I stayed because that's how revolutions are made. All right? That's how they're made. They're made in the trenches, not by cowards who abandon their families. You stay in the trenches. You fight. That's how we win the war. And we won the war. And you want to come back in here and you want to wave the flag with us? No way. You can't big brother me anymore, because I'm the damn big brother. So you will take another 10 years off after the 6, but it's not going to be a decision you make. It's going to be one I make for you. You can recognize the pioneers because of the arrows in their back. I was the first one through the wall, and I got bloodied for it. You wouldn't be here if it wasn't for me. I loved the place I worked. I just hated the guy in charge, and he loved you. And in situations where you should have had my back, all you did was shoot arrows in it. And then I leave, and lo and behold, he shows his true colors, and he stabs Roman Reigns in the back. And now he's dressed like an idiot, trying to play victim in a situation that he created. Those arrows kill weak people. The greats, above all odds, find a way to march forward. And I left because I had to, and I got far enough away until those arrows couldn't reach me anymore. And after a few years, I started to be able to pull them out. And after a few more years, I pulled them all out. And I came back because for 7 years, they chanted, mostly during your television time, my name. I should be dead, Seth, but I'm not. And oh, aren't the arrow throwers mad? Next week, those same arrows that were supposed to do me in, I carry to this day. And I'm walking into LA, Netflix, live and in living color with a fistful of arrows, and I'm gonna jam them down your corporate throat. I've never said this to your face. Maybe once upon a time you were a pioneer. What you have become is a cancer. You are a cancer to that locker room. You are a cancer in my brain. You are a cancer to this business. And cancer does not cure itself. The only way to defeat it is to cut it out. So in 1 week, you bring your fistful of arrows. I'll bring my eyes of fire and my heart full of hate and rage, and I will burn you to the ground. Did Stone Cold Steve Austin?
That was great.
That was fantastic TV.
So what I found interesting, and this is not about the promo. We'll talk about the promo in a second. The WWE retweeted something from Steve Austin on the night of the pipe bomb. Weirdly, that they retweeted something from Steve Austin from 2011, right after Raw ended. It's coincidental, maybe. I don't know.
And I mean, Austin, I think he lives in Texas now, but doesn't he have a place in L.A.?
I think he is in a place in Las Vegas, in L.A. He's all over the place. Yeah,
Rattlesnakes can, oddly enough, show up anywhere, can't they?
It was just very coincidental. Anyway, that was how you sell a match. That's how you sell a big main event, because that is the main event of Raw next week on Netflix. I say Private Jet can get you anywhere. That was a money promo. That was the best Seth Rollins promo in a long time. That was the best CM Punk promo in a long time, because they were focused. They had a point. They took some shots. They made some insider references. But neither man looked weak.
No.
They both held their ground, and they both were determined to, hey, here's the hatred. Here's the reason why we're fighting. And this is why we both want to take out down each other. It was great intensity and well done.
It was wonderful that they both pointed out each other's flaws, that they acknowledged their own flaws, but they still looked strong. Like that, you didn't have Punk really denying anything that he did. You didn't have Seth denying anything that he did. Mm-hmm. Because as we all remember history, they're both kind of sleazebags. But like the acknowledgement of that was really nice. Like the whole promo was just well put together. It was money. It was absolutely money. Like I was already sold on the match. It's like, yeah, okay, all right, let's go. Let's see these two fight. But just the reasons, the fact that you finally have somebody coming out and saying, I'm angry at you because you left, because Seth was there 10 years ago when Punk walked out. And I think he's one of the few that was there when Punk was there, that's still left in the company. So the fact that you have, that's one of Seth's reasons. That's, it's like, you were my mentor. You walked out. You abandoned me. You left me here to rot. And Punk's like, well, that's a decision you made on your own. You could have left when you wanted. Like that whole thing was just really, really good. Although Seth, please don't pick on childless people. You're supposed to be, I think, the good guy. I don't know though. But yeah, it was a fantastic close. And then we got a nice long stare down between the two after the fact.
Money.
Like they got a tiny bit of an overrun. Not much, but a tiny bit of one to do the stare down.
Yeah, they got it to 10:01.
I think it was like USA was like, you know what? It's the last one. Just go ahead. Just get off.
It's going to be something really special next week on Monday night. We're all to kick off the new era on Netflix. There was some really good stuff on this show. This part wasn't. There's R-Truth who's supposed to take on Peter Dunne, but Pete Dunne beat him up because he's nobody's Butch. That was a thing.
That was a thing. I mean, it's a clever pun. I'll give them that.
It was. There was a really good video package with Rhea and Liv hyping up their match. It was basically a promo, back and forth promo, without it being back and forth. It was cut in. It was cut very well. Really good hype stuff.
They were finishing each other's sentences, and they were both acknowledging that this has to end. indicating that this will be likely the final time for a while. So that's nice. That is going to be, it's going to be it for a while. Mm-hmm. Because I think I'm in agreement. I think everybody is. It's like, this has sort of run its course. Liv needs to move on. Rhea needs to move on. You need to start pointing them at whoever they're going to face at WrestleMania, because we pretty much can guarantee it's probably not each other. So you have to sort of like finish this out. It's been a good little feud to get them through the summer and the winter. And now we're going into Rumble season. So we'll see where we go. But this was a great promo between the two. I really enjoyed it.
The rest of the Judgment Day were backstage, and Baylor and Raquel exchanged some insincere words back and forth as Baylor wished Liv good luck. Insincerely to tell, have Raquel tell her that, because Liv was not on the show, obviously. So there was that. But Judgment Day was in action. It was the Judgment Day taking on the War Raiders and Damian Priest. I should note, Judgment Day has new music. It was something.
We know what that means.
New music. It's just new music. Anyway, Damian and the War Raiders got the win. Solid match.
Match was fine. I mean, it wasn't anything to necessarily write home about. It was all right.
Ludwig Kaiser called out Bron Breakker, but got Sheamus instead, and he ate a bro kick.
Oh, God. This was so good. I love this because it was so simple, but it was so effective, because you just have Ludwig out there being absolutely smarmy, and he's like, I should be on the top, I'm an A plus everything, da 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 da. Then Sheamus walks out and he's like, F you, F your mom, F your family, F everybody, and just kicks him right in the face. It was just so good. So I enjoyed it.
Chad Gable finally took on Otis after months and months and months and months, and had a really good match, with Chad Gable getting the win.
Little bit of shenanigans in this one. Match was solid, really good. But yeah, shenanigans to end. So unfortunately, this one continues. I kind of wish they would wrap this feud up. I think they're getting ready to, maybe. But this is another one that I'm ready to see it like move on from what it is.
I think that was the end. Chad got his win. One day Otis will get revenge, but it won't be anytime soon. I think we'd see Chad and group move the SmackDown.
I mean, I would be fine with that.
I think that's where we're headed. But that was a really good match. Best showing for Otis in a while.
Because it was long.
He got good time, yeah. A nice amount of time. Because tonight, Raw was very limited on commercials. So we got a lot of in-ring action, including two really good Intercontinental Championship tournament matches for the women. It was Dakota Kai taking on Zoe Stark. Dakota and Io said tonight was going to be the both of them winning, so it would be a damage control final. Dakota Kai held up her end by defeating Zoe Stark. This was a hell of a match from Dakota. She looked really good.
This is probably the best she's looked in a while.
She's looking healthy. She's looking healthy. She's looking finally like she's getting time devoted to her and her being a singles wrestler. She's not stuck in being a tag team competitor. She's getting singles focus. And if the new belt brings that out of people, that's a good thing. But yeah, she looked healthy. She looked really good in this match. She's had two back-to-back good matches in this tournament, I think. And now she's moved on to the finals.
But unfortunately, Io Sky will not be joining her.
No, Lyra ended up getting the win. It was another really good match. I think probably match of the night for the women.
I wouldn't mind seeing it again. I'm not going to lie. I would very much like to see it again.
Announcing told the story that Io was up 2-1, but the Lyra's win was in the King of the Ring tournament. So in big situations in tournament action, Lyra gets wins. She got another win here.
Yeah.
It was a good match.
And a surprise. Like, even Lyra was kind of surprised. Yeah, or she sold it as that.
She sold a very nice surprise. So it was Lyra and Dakota next week. In 2 weeks on Monday Night Raw. That was a hell of a match. That was a hell of a match. And that was the Io and Lyra, the final match in Raw on USA Network history.
Yep. That's pretty cool.
That is pretty, pretty cool. Monday Night Raw opened with Joe Tessitore and Wade Barrett, who said they're on a going to be on the, post show after Raw on Netflix now. But they were opening up Raw, said Jey Uso was going to open the show, and it was instead the New Day, and they got New Day sucks chance. They tried to talk, but every time they tried to talk, they got booed. Jey Uso came out. They were yeeting. They tried to get them to talk, and they said they go way back. But there was only one thing he had to say to them. New Day sucks. New Day sucks. gonna stop it here for a second. The Heat New Day is getting is tremendous.
Oh, it's so good. Oh, like they, it's the best kind of heat, because it's, you really don't have to do anything but show up heat. Like, people are just that livid with you about what has happened that they just boo you out of the building. So good for them. I love that for them.
I was worried how it would go, but it's gone very well so far in terms of delivering the heat that's needed.
The E betrayal was very effective. Like, the whole presentation of everything has been super duper effective. And it's all been, like, fairly simply done, but it's still working absolutely perfectly. Like, Kofi and Xavier, because I'll agree with you, I was worried about Xavier going heel, because when they were originally doing all this stuff, it was like, it was just Xavier on his own, and it's like, he's just a guy, right? Like, he's, there's not anything necessarily special about him, and that was what worried me. It's like, even though it's Xavier, and I know he'll show up and he'll show out at some point, but it's like, when he started turning heel, it's like, I don't know about this, I'm not sure I can do this. But the fact that it's him and Kofi together, and they're just owning the shit out of it. Let's go. Let's do this.
Before we get to back to the opening, let's move forward into the show. Rey Mysterio was praising Otis and how he stood up against Chad Gable. He gave him some encouragement. New Day came in mocking him being a locker room leader. Rey said he and one of his allies would face them in a match. New Day were going, which one of them, the cosplayers, would it be? So at a future date, it's New Day versus Rey and a partner of his choosing. And with the teaser we saw, I think we know who Rey's partner's going to be.
And who's it going to be?
Penta, whatever name they could think of that isn't copyrighted elsewhere. Junior. That's what it's probably going to be. Or Penta will make the save, and that will be the introduction of Penta to WWE.
Yeah.
Which probably might be next week on Raw.
I mean, possibly. It could be. It would be a good time to do it.
I think we get a promo, and then Penta makes a save, and because we got the full mask, you know, coming together
in
the teaser this week. But going all the way back to the opener, Jay said he has other things to deal with, including Drew McIntyre. He also said Roman will handle Solo, and he'll handle Drew. He called out Drew. The Bloodline appeared on the screen. Solo said Sammy got a little too close on Friday. He said the Ula Fala will stay around his neck forever. He will destroy Roman Reigns next week in Tribal Combat. And that Jay and everyone else will acknowledge him, and that Jay made a mistake by staying. You know, and Jay and Jimmy made a mistake not going with Solo and sticking with Roman. So they disappeared on the screen. And then Drew McIntyre showed up, took down Jay. Jay fought back with a super kick, but then got laid out. He went for a claymore, got pulled out by, you know, referees came out, pulled him out. Oh, he then put it with the Glasgow kiss first, and then got pulled out when he was going for the claymore. Yeah. And then he ran back to the ring and hit Jay with a claymore.
Because he wasn't done.
He was not done. And it was made official later. It will be Drew and Jay next week on Monday Night Raw.
Can we talk about how, like, gangster the Bloodline looked?
I mean, it's kind of their thing.
Like, it was a nice like look for them. Like, it's very different from Roman's, and you know, the presentation is everything of it, and you can tell this is not Roman's Bloodline, just from the people in it, but also just the whole presentation and the whole look and the whole feel of it. But yeah, like, the promo back and forth between Solo and Jay was really good. Drew coming out and inserting himself into the situation when he wasn't really needed, but we'll always take him, and him just beating up Jay. Like, again, Drew's bitterness just continues, and, you know, we got serious Jay later being like, yeah, okay, all right, yeet, let's fight.
And the one other thing that happened on our show, we had a video package celebrating everything that could have happened on Monday Night Raw on the USA Network, mostly.
There was a boo-boo.
There was a Bray Wyatt sighting. There was an Alexa Bliss sighting. There were very zoomed in shots of Steve Austin moments to kind of avoid a certain somebody, except for the one segment where you could not avoid him because he's in the middle of it all. But there are certain segments where they focus directly on The Rock and not anyone else around.
Claps to the video editors. Good job, y'all. Y'all did a good job.
Because I sat here going, it's Raw, it's USA Network. That's a lot of Austin McMahon. How could you not show us anything Steve Austin? Because you had to, and they found a way to show it without showing much of Vince. They also showed Jericho and Brian. So everyone got, can't say they were ignored.
Yeah, like everybody was there. Everybody was pretty much acknowledged except for one person that we know why they weren't acknowledged, because they are persona non grata at this point. But yeah, no, the review and the history of Raw was really good. I liked how they put that together to show the entire run of the show on USA. That was just a really nice touch. And then it was funny because, like, when the War Raider match happened, they've gotten the Raw's War. They let Barrett do that. I was like, oh, that's nice. Like, there were little touches of nostalgia here and there. Like, not enough that it was overwhelming or overpowering, but it was enough that, like, you got the warm and fuzzies, which is what the nostalgia is supposed to be, right? So they did a good job with this.
And they made it very clear that Raw is on Netflix next week.
Yep.
Make sure your subscriptions are active. Sign up now for Netflix if you want to watch Raw live, 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific. So it's live, wherever you're at.
It's live.
Live around the world at the same time.
That's so gonna enjoy be insane. That. I will say that, like, I feel better about Raw being on Netflix because I was watching the football games on Christmas Day on Netflix and it didn't seem to have any problems. So, like, they did a really good, seamless job with it. So it's like, I'm very hopeful that when Raw debuts that it will not have issues and the servers aren't going to be overtaxed. Like, I'm sure they've learned their lesson from the Logan Paul Tyson fight and they've gotten that taken care of.
They've learned, and they only had one commercial screw up during the thing. But that was on It was on the pregame show. It was like the first 10 minutes where they cut to a commercial as an analyst was talking. So they kind of, and they got people talking and kind of like, huh, is that going to be a thing? And it's not, because they can time it better as they did throughout the rest of it. So it's, they have full
somebody
control.
Somebody was nervous.
Someone thought they were going to commercial. They didn't. And then everything will be good.
Y'all, their work gets a little poofy when they're nervous. It's fine.
And even if you have Netflix commercial free, live is going to be commercialed no matter what. So
yeah, it kind of has to be.
Kind of where it is at this stage of the game.
Because I'm not sure what my subscription supports. I have to look. I don't even know.
I think I'm ad free. I think I'm ad free, and I still got commercials. It says it on the thing. So anyway. That will do it for the Raw Post Show. We'll be back next Monday night. We'll talk about that in a second. But Thursday night, we're back live for the first time in 2025 with Pop Goes the Rack.
That's right. Tune in. It is the New Year's tradition for the show where we are doing the year in review.
Predictions.
We're doing predictions. Okay. So yes, we're doing predictions.
We're doing Pop Goes the Rack predictions with an intern, most likely. Because he's
the
keeper.
We're still working on scheduling.
He's the keeper of the record, so he has to kind of, I believe.
He has to be there.
He'll be there. The following week is the Ramblin' Award, where we'll go give the best of for the year. So that's the next two episodes of the Rack. So in 3 weeks, you're going to get all the news you can handle from the last month. So, there's your next three weeks.
It's not going to be all the news, y'all. It will be all the important news.
Yeah, and thankfully
we will edit.
Thankfully, it's the holidays. Not much is going on.
Anyway, but starting next week, damn it.
There will be. Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, at CB Radio. We'll do the Greater Than Great debate on Blame Raps. I think we said it on air. There was still time to get one more in. Boy, howdy.
He's getting them in, man. I mean, he's not stopping. No days off here.
There was no days off there. He did have himself a weekend. Also, make sure you follow at Lone Jumper. He's doing holiday celebrations. He's on, what are we, day four, day five of Kwanzaa and Hanukkah and stuff. So he's been doing them at random times in the middle of the night. So check them out at Lone Jumper. Do the thing. Sunday, it's Wrestle Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern, as they will do... This is where he's thinking. This is where he's looking at what he wrote. Hold.
Stop. He's doing stuff.
First year they were doing look back at 2020. We're doing match of the year, all of the best of 2024. This Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern on WTR Sunday night. I gave them homework the other day for 2 weeks worth of homework. So
we'll see who does it. We'll see who's the A+ student.
And then the following week they're doing predictions. So they've all been given homework. We will be back next Monday, right after Raw, whatever that means.
Yeah, we don't know what time that is, so just stay tuned to the Twitters for that.
Raw ends, we're live. Raw post show live on Twitch. That's the best, because they did not tell us how long the show is. SmackDown's 3 hours. They didn't say anything about Raw.
SmackDown's 3 hours
going forward now.
My God, it might actually be on when I get home from drinking.
There you go. Anyway, it's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/WildTalkRadio Network. Chat if you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Games Support Channel. By clicking the purple rectangle button below the screen, you can use character Rocket Sack or...
Lynn's M. Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Games, or when you buy every collab you could possibly think of and Nike's, because we are
hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LNSWD. You can follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward. You can follow me on youtube.com/@LynnsWard, and you can follow me on the TikToks, Lynn's Ward Zero.
Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Chat, be safe tomorrow night. Have a great new year. We'll see you at the start of the new year in 2025, this Thursday for the Rack. Back here, never Raw ends, for the Raw Post Show, along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network. Move to the music, play that fucking music. Move it to the music, yeah. Move to my music, play that fucking music. Live through my music, yeah. WildTalkRadio.com.